the Chicago famous Hotel Sherman, we invite your family to join the millions of families from coast to coast and listen to America's favorite, Don McNeil, and his Breakfast Club. And here is your Toastmaster, Don McNeil.
Good morning, Breakfast Clubbers. Good morning to ya. We woke up back early, just howdy do ya. First call to breakfast for all of you out there.
America, awake to Breakfast Club is on the air.
Good morning. Morning to you. Mighty glad to see you around the breakfast table here. And today is Friday. Let's talk to one of these Northbrook characters. April Katsura. What a name. Huh? Come on up here, April. I don't know.
2 months too early.
I wonder how she got the name of April. I suppose she was born that year. Come on up, my friend. She's not in any hurry, I'll tell you that.
Got long red underwear on, too.
That is not.
Oh.
All the girls are wearing red stockings, aren't they? Different colors, yeah. How did you get the name April?
My mom named me.
I think that was nice of her. Real nice of her to give you a name. Where were you born, April?
Chicago, Illinois.
Were you? Are your folks of what origin?
My grandmother and grandfather were born in Japan.
In Japan?
My mom was dead, born in America.
Uh-huh. And did I pronounce it right, Katsura?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. All right, April, that's a very pretty name. You're from Northbrook and you're a 4-H clubber, aren't you?
Yes.
And you're in what grade?
Seventh.
Seventh grade. Now, I got a kick out of your card here. Do you mind if I read it?
No.
It says, I hear you have a white apple on your show. May I see it or him? It's not a white apple. It's Charlie Apple White. And that is it there. Yeah. Shake hands with the little girl, Charlie.
Good morning, Al.
This is Charlie Applewhite here.
Hi, how are you?
Would you like to hear the white apple sing for you?
Yeah.
Okay, peel off, kid.
I asked my mom how I would know when the right one came along. She said, son, you'll know, it'll strike a mighty blow. You'll hear music by the angels and lyrics by the Lord. And I asked my mom how I would know, would the feeling be so strong. Said, son, you'll know, it'll stab you like a sword. You'll hear music by the angels and lyrics by the Lord. She said, now, my little bird, you're just learning to fly, so don't flap your wings too soon. Satan's gonna try to serenade you, and you've got to learn to recognize
White Apple, he sings pretty good, huh? Where's the... Huh?
That's a gasser, White Apple. You know, I used to get fan mail, George Applebright, Johnny Applesauce, Johnny Appleseed, so that's why I tell people, don't kid around when you call me Charlie Applewhite, because people are confused enough already. You know?
I guess that's right. It's quite a name. Well, we have Libby Seidman and Barbara Zivel, a couple of more of these Northbrook gals. We're delighted to have them here with us today. Let's find out what this fourth grade student has in mind. Good morning, Libby.
Morning.
How are you?
Fine.
Oh, here's Barbara, huh? All right, we'll start with Libby first. Libby, I would like you to tell me what 4-H Club means and what it means to you.
Okay. 4-H is a wonderful organization to belong to, and it will help you in many ways in the future. Our motto is to make the best better, and our pledge says, I pledge my head to clear thinking, and my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, and my country. Many years ago, 4-H was started by the Farm Boys and Girls for the purpose of making better farmers and better homemakers. Today, 4-H is held in the cities and the towns for the purpose of making better citizens. In 4-H, we have a leader who guides us in such projects as cooking, sewing, handicraft, and party a month. Each 4-H'er learns to give a demonstration and to give a talk. A good 4-H'er always finishes what she starts and tries to help others when she can and tries to be a good sport in games. I believe that 4-H will make a better community and country. I'd like to end by saying this poem. Your task to build a better world, God said I answered how. The world is such a huge, vast place and completed now. And I, so small and helpless, there's nothing I can do. But God in all his wisdom said, just build a better you.
Well, how about that? Yeah. You know, usually you ask somebody a question, and you just say, yeah, or well, or something. Boy, you really had that prepared, Libby.
Is this the Libby what show? What's her last name?
This is the Libby Seidman show.
Oh, all right. Good show.
She really had an answer to that, and a beautiful answer, too. Thank you very much. Well, Barbara, you got a long thing prepared, too?
No.
What would you like to hear? Anything particular?
No.
Why did you write this, then?
I didn't.
Who wrote it?
Our leader, for the part.
Oh. Take me to your leader. Where is she?
She's sitting back there.
Oh. I see. Well, maybe she speaks for the 100 4-H Club girls who are here this morning from Northbrook. They all would like to hear a Texan joke. Well, it just happens that Charlie Whiteapple, who is here this morning, is from Texas. I think he's from Fort Worth. At least Dallas claims he is, and Fort Worth claims he's from Dallas. And he knows all kinds of jokes. Would you like to tell one Texas joke for these gals?
Well, I tell you what, Don, could I possibly save it for the second period? Because the one I got this morning is a little lengthy, you know, and after little Libby's speech, well, you know, it'll take a little longer.
You just don't want to follow that, do you?
No,
I don't
sure
blame
don't.
You. All right. Now, you're going to hear Nancy Wright, and Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't take it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. Keep repeating, it's the berries, the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loan. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it all. Keep repeating, it's the berries. You know the strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just gold. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a ball of cherries. So live it, love it. Wriggle your ears, think nothing of it. Can't do without it.
in. Look at this one. Okay, Nancy. Right now you sing Lucky Old Sun, okay?
Up in the morning, out on the job, work like the devil for my pay. While that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. I fuss with my woman, toil for my kids, sweat till I'm wrinkled and gray. While that lucky old son's got nothing to do but roll around heaven all day. Good Lord above, can't you know I'm pining? Tears all in my eyes. Send down that cloud with its silver lining. Lift me to paradise. Wash all my troubles away. Like that lucky old sun, give me nothing to do but roll around heaven all day.
Thank you, Charlie. And that brings us to Hymn Time with Nancy Wright and Teach Me to Pray.
Teach me to pray, Lord. Teach me to pray. This is my heart's cry, day unto day. I long to know
a silent prayer, each in his own words, each in his own way. For a world united in peace, let us bow our heads and pray. Memory time this morning. I'm going to ask Libby Seidman to come up here once again. I'd just like to give you a reminder from the National Council of Churches of Christ, the United Church Women, that no one knows exactly how many years the earth has turned on its axis, but we do know that it's revolved for the past 73 years. But I could think of no finer prayer than the one this little fourth grade student at from Northbrook, Libby Seidman, this 4-H clubber, gave before, and I'd like her to repeat the little prayer that she gave at the end of her little talk before. How did it go, Libby?
Your task to build a better world, God said, I answered how. The world is such a huge, vast place and completed now. And I, so small and helpless, there is nothing I can do. But God in all his wisdom said, just build a better you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. That's a fine, fine memory time for today, I'd say. Thanks to Libby, learning that little poem. Thank you. Well, Charlie, just a few minutes now, you can tell your joke.
Hot dog.
Yeah.
We're getting close.
Yeah. But Nancy wants to sing now. I presume you want to sing.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I?
Yeah. Well, you always want to sing, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, I do.
Yes, all right.
Yes, I do.
All right, Nancy. What are you going to sing?
I enjoy being a girl.
Is there a question about this?
Let's go.
All right.
I'm a girl, and by me that's only great. I am proud that my silhouette is curvy, that I walk with a sweet and girlish gait. I've a mind that is kind of topsy-turvy. I adore being dressed in something frilly. When my date comes to get me at my place, out I go with my Joe or John or Billy, like a filly who is ready for the race. When I have a brand new hairdo with my eyelashes all in curl, I float as a cloud on air do. I enjoy being a girl. When men say I'm cute and funny, and my teeth aren't teeth but pearls, I just laugh it up like honey. I enjoy being a girl. I flip when a fella sends me flowers. I drool over dresses made of lace. I talk on the telephone for hours with a pound and a half of cream upon my face. I'm strictly a female, and my future I hope will be in the home of a brave female who enjoy being a guy, having a girl like me.
Thank you, Nancy. We're very happy about this arrangement. The fact that you are a girl. On you, it looks good. Well, let's have that story now. Now's a good time for it, Charlie.
Now I can do the story?
Now I can do that story.
Well, it's going to require some cooperation on your part. I know we're not a team, you know, but I'd like you to help me out. You know.
I'll be a straight man for you anytime.
All right. Now, part of this joke is visual, Mr. McNeil, so you'll have to tell the folks out in radio land what's going on.
Oh,
see?
I see.
You just tell them what's happening.
All right. Ramsey's now taking a rope out of his pocket here. He's got a long rope here, and looks like a lasso here. He is now putting this rope around my chest. I don't know whether I like this joke or not. He is now tying my arms to my chest. I've seen this in movies, but
and
I
to the chair, too.
Now you're tied, right, Mr. McNeil?
I sure am tied, yes.
Mr. Engineer, would you turn his microphone off for just a second? This is kind of a sneaky way to get your own show, but welcome to the Charlie Applewhite Lunchtime. No, actually, for the little girl back there in the back, let me release our Earth leader here.
Go on, take over. You got it.
There was a story about this Texan that was a good man, but he was a very, very stern man, and he demanded the very utmost in discipline from all of his ranch hands and, you know, everybody that he was connected with. And all of a sudden, this fella gets married one day, and he and his wife are riding to the ranch house on two beautiful white horses. And all of a sudden, his horse stumbles. And he pats the horse on the neck and says, "That's once, baby." So they're riding on a little further, and the horse stumbles again. And he pats him on the neck and says, "That's twice, baby." So the horse stumbles a third time, and he pats the horse on the neck and says, "That's the third time, baby." Stops the horse, gets off, pulls out his six-shooter, pew, shoots the horse right between the eyes. And the wife is screaming. She says, "What are you doing, Frank? You killed one of our best horses. There he is laying there, a good horse. There's no reason." He reaches up and patted it on the head and says, "That's once, Florence."
I gotta watch out or he will take the show. Yeah. That's funny. Awful funny. That's once, Florence. Oh, this poor little Applewhite guy struggling along this business. He only owns, in spite of all you hear about all these wealthy Texans, all he owns is about 35 acres down there in Texas. Isn't much of a spread, but it's called Downtown Dallas. Oh, Charlie. All right, Charlie, how about singing? The touch of your lips. We both got it, dancing. You were close, too.
The touch of your lips upon my brow, lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in your soft caress. My heart forgets to beat. The touch of your hand upon my brow, the love in your eyes, the shine. And now at last, that moment divine, that touch of your lips on mine. Lips that are cool and sweet, such tenderness lies in your soft caress. My heart forgets to beat. The touch of your hand upon my brow, the love in your eyes, the shine. And now at last, that moment divine, the touch of your lips, the touch of your lips, the touch of your lips on mine.
Yeah. What's your name?
Mary Dukovic.
Where are you from, Mary?
Glenshaw, Pennsylvania.
Are you with her?
Yes, but we're via Sheboygan, Don. Oh. Originally, Sheboygan is my home.
Sheboygan, Wisconsin, boys!
My
hometown! Yes, there, yeah. Don't think I've described Charlie Applewhite for you. I think I'd better do that now. I suppose you think all Texans are big, burly cowboys. Well, Charlie, how tall are you?
5'7" and a half.
5'7" and a half. And weigh about,
142 before I shot that pistol.
But he sings a big song. No, that's all right. It didn't bother. Just couldn't hear for 5 minutes. So. But Charlie is proof of things that good things come in small packages. Well, sir, still got a little time left, haven't we? Charlie, where are you going to be tomorrow?
No, let's see.
No, not tomorrow.
Today's Friday, isn't it?
Huh?
Today's Friday. I open tonight at the Colony Club in Omaha, Nebraska. So all those folks out in Omaha, I hope they come down to see me.
I do, too. I think he's a wonderful guy to see. Stay out of the range of his pistol. But outside that, he'll tell some fine jokes and sing for you. And the amazing thing about the wonders of radio is not only will Charlie be there starting tonight, did you say?
Tonight,
yeah. But also next Monday morning, he'll still be on the Breakfast Club.
Which is pretty hard to do.
Yes, it is, but you're just the guy who's going to do it, Charlie.
See, I am, once again, I'd like to say I'm sorry about that, Don. You know, that was in bad taste, you know, to shoot that thing off in your ear. I didn't know you were that close to me.
Well, that's quite all right. If I were a little closer, you'd have known it.
You're not bitter, though, are you?
No. Thank goodness I have 2 ears. Yeah.
You know about this, Mr. Gilson?
What?
He had the most horrible expression on his face. I think he thought he actually shot you.
Yeah, I think he did, too, yeah. Well, he didn't. He didn't know the gun was loaded. Very good. These are sharp kids here. Give that guy a gun. Yeah. We're not selling those, are we? No. All right, we are selling this. Last call to breakfast.
Breakfast Clubbers, this ends our meeting. Once again on Monday, you'll hear our greeting.
Well, after this clam bake, I hope you have a wonderful time over the weekend. And so until Monday then, Don McNeil and the whole gang say so long and be good to your neighbor.
Breakfast Club has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.